Appliance Doctor.
Hey, is this Ray?
It's Ray.
Hey, Ray, this is Charlie. You just told me to give you a call. You sent me an email about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlie? Thanks for calling me.
Am I live right now? Mm-hmm.
Is my site live right now?
Is your site live?
They said it was. I just want to make sure.
If it is, if they said it was, it is. Let me see if I can get in here.
How would I know that it's you guys? That's advertising. How would I know?
Perfect. Yeah, it's live. I see it in your dashboard. You could go to your dashboard and you can check it out.
No, how do I know when someone, how do I know if I go online or I Google it or something? How do I know I can see it, that it's me, that it's you guys? That's my point. How do I know it's you guys?
What
my advertising is through you. When someone Googles me, right? Or Googles the appliance there, how do I know that when I go on there, which one is, I know it's the appliance doctor, but how do I know it's you guys that are putting it there?
Because you weren't there before, so we're able to show you. Yeah, so.
Where's it going to do that?
It's going to be on that first page of Google. I don't know if it's there yet. Like I said, typically on the map section, it does take the 30 to 45 days. But if you type in plant doctors, your site is live. I see it right now. I'm looking at it. It looks nice.
What does it look like? What does it show or what is it? So I have an idea if it's Splash that's doing this. Sometimes I have a client stuff there before, but it wasn't you guys because I wasn't with you guys yet. It just pops up once in a while on Google.
Yes. So everything that we do, you can see that it's in your dashboard. So the website that you have, we created.
Well, my point is when I Google appliance repair on Google, what am I looking for that's your site or your
It's not going to show that we're doing – it's not going to say, like, this is Local Splash is putting Appliance Doctor right here because you're looking towards as a consumer, right? That'd be confusing for a consumer. Are you looking at Local Splash or is this Appliance Doctor, right? So what we're doing is we're doing all the stuff on the back end, and that's why – we have that tracking system is for you to track everything that's going on. Now it is just being, we're only 11 days in, but at the same time too, like I can see that, our tech team has been talking to you and reaching out to you, but I also see that they've built out the tracking system for you and they built the website and they have it right here, promoted URL. You'll be able to log in and you'll be able to see the URL to the left hand side and it's right under the business info. And you'll be able to see your website there. You'll be able to see your listings. And then that's how you can see how much traffic is coming to your actual page. Now it looks like it just went live. But yeah, I see that they've done work on it.
Okay, I just want to know what I'm looking for when I know that it's you guys that are working on that particular.
Everything that's going to show that our work is going to show in your dashboard that I sent that they set you up with the username and password. That's what you're going to see. If you're looking just straight on Google and just saying like, okay, I typed in appliance doctor, I see myself. It's not going to show Local Splash because we're not accessing that to the public.
I'm not saying typing appliance doctor. I'm saying I say appliance repair in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
What am I looking for that's going to be you guys that actually are working? I know I'm not going to post every time, but how do I know it's you guys that's your work? You know what I'm saying?
I've never been asked this question before, but I can't.
Hold on. Like when I advertise with
Yelp.
Yelp, I know Yelp. Okay, I know. I can see my site. I can see me. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, so let me pull up a deal in Google, but let me, I'm just going to check really quickly, but all of our stuff is on the back end. So then that's why, like, you'll be able to see, like, when you pull it up on Google, you, like, let's say you say, appliances near me and you see that populating. That's what we've been working on to get you to the first page. Cause before you weren't on the first page. You didn't have that stuff built out. So that's why, like, my tech team has been giving you updates, calling you and texting you and saying, yep, verified, awesome, you got your Google Business Profile set up, cool, you got your website set up, and then you're able to check all that stuff in your dashboard to see all the stuff that we've done. But just going straight on Google isn't going to say, like, Local Splash did this for you. It's not going to come up at that because we're doing everything on the back end of your account. Appliances. Let me see here really quickly. Are you still there? Did I lose you? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got mute by mistake.
Oh, okay. There you go. appliances.
Yeah, right now I typed in appliances in Ontario, California. Of course, I'm not going to see it every time. I just want to know, when it does pop up, what's it going to look like? What am I looking for?
Yeah,
what's it going to say?
So you're going to, it's just going to say appliance doctors, in the map section. You're going to have that, and then it's also going to pop up.
There yet.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, right. So that's why I said the map section does take the 30 to 45 days, and then the ad section takes around the 7 to 14 days. So I know that they're working on it. They were building your website out first, and then you're, like, on day 11. So I know they're still working. I can see the notes here that they're still working on an advertisement to get that up and running for you. So then that way, when you do search, it does populate out in there.
Does it say, like, appliance doctors? Oh, well. I don't know how it's gonna read. I have no idea.
It's gonna read your name. It's gonna read the appliance doctor. And then it's gonna have your business info as well, like a click to call button. Also too, like, obviously you're not gonna have any star ratings yet, but it's gonna say that you're, you know, from Ontario, California, but you service X, Y, and Z. It's gonna have your phone number there as well. And then it's gonna have pictures of, you know, your, what we're going to put there,
right.
so that's what it's going to show.
So I'm looking at now in the maps, okay, and I see three of them, and it says for more businesses. I look at that, and I see my name is appliance doctor. As I scroll down for like 20, maybe it's not you, maybe it's somebody else. It has a picture of my house, that's what it has. So this is not you guys. It's probably somebody else, right? I don't know. I'm asking the question. How do I know it's you guys?
Yeah.
When it
says I don't deal with the tech side of it. So, like, I mean, I can have my tech team reach out to you and then they can answer that because, I know that they've been working on this, so I can have them reach out to you, and then they can say and walk you through that whole process of where you're going to pop up, also to, like, how long that's going to take, like I said. And then how do you know that it's us? I mean, it's not going to be. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not asking those questions. I'm asking what's it going to look like when I know it pops up. So I know I'm looking for what you guys are producing. That's all I'm asking. What's it going to look like? I know it's going to say appliance doctor, because there's other one that says appliance doctor. It might be, it's another company that I used a long time ago, and I only pay them like $97 a month, and they give me so many generations, and I think this is them. But I'm way down there. I mean, I'm not even close to top three, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like top 20. So I just want to know, which one's which? Because if this is the case, then appliance doctors are going to pop up twice. Which is me?
True. Yeah. Well, let me tell my tech team that if you have, do you have access to that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell my tech team that because I'm not sure if they're aware that's there. So let me just make sure that they're not, like, creating you a whole new one. And then we can claim access. We can just claim access to this one, and then we can start pushing this one up.
Yeah, I think either I'm making this very difficult, or I'm just asking a simple question, and I don't know. When I look at, I'm just asking the question, that's all. I'm not asking when it's going to be there, how it's going to look.
Right.
I'm asking how it's going to look. What am I looking
yeah.
for? Knowing
so
what I'm paying for. This is mine.
Yeah, it's going to look like the appliance doctor, the one that you have there, but what I don't want is I don't want you to have a duplicate. Yeah, so that's how it's going to look. So I want to make sure that if this is the one that we're going to be running, then we're going to take control of that one. Like, you know, you're just going to add that as a partner, and then we're going to start populating that one and programming that one higher up. So I don't want you to have duplicate because it will miss, it will be confusing for sure. So I understand where you're coming from, but I do want to get with my tech team ASAP so that way they know that you already have one and that you don't create a new one because that's just going to be redundant at that point.
So basically, this one I have here is going to be posting maybe higher now that I'm paying more money.
You're going to be paying, and then two, we're going to make sure that you're, we're going to hide the address. You don't want your address showing, do you?
No, I don't need it.
Okay, because it says it on there right now. It says the 240 South Cherry Place, Ontario. So I'll tell them to...
I don't have no problem with that. I mean, whatever. Was it? Yeah, it does show it. Yeah, you're right. And it says it has a 5-star, you know, rating, whatever.
Yeah, you have 2 stars?
So...
2 5-star ratings?
2-5. I got 2... Huh? Oh, 2-5.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you got 2 5-star ratings.
And then it shows where I live, my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one.
So what I would do is I would hide the address. It's still going to show up like Ontario, California, the zip code, but at least people don't know exactly where you live. And it's really up to you. I know most of our clients don't like to have just like their address on their Google Business profile, but I understand you do work from your home, so it's up to you. If you want me to hide it, I can have them hide it.
I would take it off. If that's the case, then would I still be maps? Like, what, say a little dot where I'm at though, still? A red little dot, you know, on maps that says where I'm at. Pretty much.
You'll still populate, but it's not going to be in an exact like location where it's not going to show the actual location of where you are because they just want you to have privacy.
But it'll say like a little red thing, whatever it is telling me I'm in that area.
Yeah, you'll be in the area. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I tell you first, I'm just like, what the world? You're not getting what I'm saying. So, my point is, what was I going to say? So, I'm going to be up there higher. Oh, I was going to ask you, how do I know how many clicks I get, like a certain date on dashboard will tell me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, your dashboard is going to allow you to see all the clicks, location of searches, all that stuff.
And it'll tell me how many clicks I have in that day or something like that, or just only certain days.
Yeah, and then you can break it down month by month. You can break it down 7 days weekly. You can do like you can do last 7 days, last 30 days, last 3 months, last 6 months. So you can do that.
It doesn't show if you can tell. Does it show any clicks that I have right now?
It doesn't because everything's still being built out right now. So like I said, like the website just went live, but I do want to make sure that they're on the same page as you are with the Google Business profile that you have, and they don't make a duplicate one. So I do want to make sure that I rush that over to them.
Is that going to be a conflict with the other company?
What other company?
The one that's doing that one. I think they did that one. Who did that one?
You're not paying for it still, are you?
I pay like $97. I don't know if that's the one. I pay $97 a month. I've had it for a while. They give me like, you know, whatever. They give me 6 jobs out of the month. That's worth it, you know. If not, I might just cancel it. I can cancel any time.
Yeah, I mean, if they're getting what? You, are they coming like a lead base? Is it a lead base company that's giving you the jobs?
Yeah, I guess. Sometimes I pull stuff in, the first three on Matt sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's only going to be one, there's only needs to be one person in there. So, I mean, I don't, if you do have somebody working on it, I mean, we'll be able to take control of that and then start ranking you higher. And then obviously too, hiding your address is one, and then adding pictures and making it look nicer for the Google Business profile itself.
So if you control it, then is that going to mess up the one I paid for $97? Is it a waste of my money?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would say you would cancel that one.
But it's not going to hinder this one that we just seen.
Right.
Or you can have a new one.
No, I don't want to make two for you. So, I mean, if you already have one and you cancel the service that you have with those guys, we'll be able to just take control of that, and then we'll be able to start populating you higher than what they have you at.
So basically the money I was sending them won't be no good then. Won't be doing that.
Right.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just paying for double at that point.
All right. I got to the first. I'll cancel it.
Okay.
I'll just cancel it. And then, it's wasting my money. That makes sense.
You're just paying for two things at once. So you don't really need to pay for two things at once. So yeah, I wouldn't continue.
Okay, so I'll make sure I don't want to be using this. You'll be using the same site pretty much then.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the same.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. All I know is, should I cancel it? For sure.
Cause you can't have two people working in there. So, I would say to cancel it, because I don't want anything to happen to your Google Business profile. So, like I said, we'll get access to it, and then we'll start making the changes that you need. So, like, one, hide the address, and two, start programming you higher up on that page as well.
Okay. All right, Charlie.
All right.
Hopefully I got it clear to you, but.
No, you did. I understand, and I appreciate you telling me that, too, because at first I was confused, because I didn't know what you were talking about, but now I do. So I'm going to send it over to my tech team and just make sure that everything's solid.
So that's when I'm looking at that one, that's the one I need to be – that's the one you guys are working on pretty much.
The appliance doctor, that's the one we're going to work on, yes.
Okay, and it should be up higher, because as I pay more, I'm going to be more up higher towards the third page or the first page or whatever. Be closer.
Yes.
I'll be up there more often. That's what I want. So I'm doing it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, Charlie.
All right. I'm going to rush over to my tech team right now and then let them know and just verify and make sure, okay?
All right, Charlie. Hope I'm getting your mind up, you know?
No, sir. We've been doing it for 19 years. So, like, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So, I mean, we know what we're doing here, but I just want to make sure that, you know, you're not paying for two things at once, and then it's like you're having a confusion. I don't want that. I want you to have a straight shot.
I just want to look on and say, I'm going to put appliance stock. I want to see where I'm placing it. Basically, I want to know where I'm placing where I'm at. I want to keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if when I Google, if I go appliance doctor, or not appliance doctor, appliance repair in Upland, I want to see if I'm posting.
Right.
The main thing is getting calls. Okay, that's where it comes down to. Getting calls.
Sure.
So I'm going to start tracking them. I'm going to start tracking them probably maybe the next couple of days, because you know I stopped posting yet. Maybe a couple more days, three more days.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask people, because I do have Yelp, and I have you guys. So I want to see where my calls are coming from. So I want to see where I should put my money the most.
Right. No, absolutely. Especially if you're doing Yelp and this. So that would be good. And then, like I said, you could just log into your dashboard, and then the dashboard will be able to tell you everything going forward.
I got to check it out. I haven't checked it out yet.
Okay. Yeah, your website's up on there too, so you can access that on the left-hand side. Yeah, you just log in.
Dashboard for you?
Yeah, you just log in and it's pretty easy. There's tabs at the top, and then there's the link and your information for your website is to the left-hand side of the actual page.
And I could do this on my phone, or I could do it on the computer.
You could do it on both, yeah.
Okay. All right, Charlie. I'll let you go.
All right. Appreciate it, Raymond. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye. See you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.